Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I'm your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm sitting across from my maker. Say hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Also, next to me is my bestest friend slash girlfriend, Teeny, Christina.
Hi.
She doesn't have a mic, but if she wants to say something, she'll just scream or steal mine. Do you care that I call you Teeny, or would you rather be called Christina?
That's not my name. Teeny.
Teeny. That's what I said.
Exactly.
So, oh. Okay. I don't know if you're like over the name or not. No, she's not. All right. Happy Mother's Day. It was yesterday for you guys in America, but it's today for me.
Yes. And Rachel tore down a fence for me today.
That was going to be a question later. Someone asked what I got for you for Mother's Day.
I blew it.
I did nothing that costed me money.
But
I picked roses from my own backyard.
They're gorgeous. They smell. I wish you guys could smell them.
So I did not spend any money on those. And then I came over and tore down a fence for her.
Yes. So, a 20-year-old fence.
That's what you do on Mother's Day. I finally have money, but I refuse to spend it.
And I don't want her to spend it.
There you go. So, happy Mother's Day, Mom. Happy Mother's Day, Teeny. What'd your kids get you? Scream.
Nothing.
Fantastic. Wait, for real?
Oh, dead air.
Oh.
Oh, oh, this is like radio.
Oh, no, wow, they really didn't do...
Sorry. They're 2 and 5.
Well, okay, so the real question is, what did your husband do for you?
He took them away.
Oh, yeah, thank God. Yes. That is a true Mother's Day present.
Mother's Day kind of Mother's Day.
Oh,
that's nice.
This holiday.
Well, that's nice. Let you catch your breath.
That's what I think on Mother's Day. The kids should go away.
I read something that said... The kids should go away. I read something that said Mother's Day is like 2 days worth of work in one day so that you can pretend like you're relaxing on Mother's Day. So if you do everything the day before, 2 days worth.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yep, that makes sense.
Teeny, you get it, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you have to clean up the mess afterwards.
Yes. Yes.
That's
yes.
Mother's Day. Just more work for the moms. All right. So I decided to start a new thing where we read the most relatable tweet of the week.
Okay.
And this one I saw, it's from Jemima Skelly. I don't know who that is, but she was verified on Twitter. She said, I bet I'm accidentally going to get married with a hair tie on my wrist.
That's
I thought
true.
That was funny.
That is.
Yep. Okay. Now, I'm going to do a follow-up on the Gru meme. The Goral meme?
Oh, yes.
I Goyle? Said I don't get it.
Goyle. Did someone explain it?
They tried. It doesn't make sense.
Oh, okay.
And they said it's because he doesn't pronounce it girl. He Goyle. Pronounces it Goral. I got that.
Goyle.
That's not funny.
To some people, it might be.
Have you seen this meme, Teeny?
Isn't it a Minions thing?
Yeah, it's a Minions. Despicable Me. The guy in it, Gru, he says Gorals instead of girls. So everyone online started putting his face on girls' faces and just saying like Spice Gorals instead of Spice Girls. It's not funny. She's shaking her head. It's not funny.
Yeah.
I think that everything Despicable Me is overrated.
Okay, cool. Despicable Me is out. Just so you know, SpongeBob's still in. Mom, have you ever seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
No. Is that a show?
It's a show.
Okay.
It's about police officers. And
how did I miss that one?
It's a comedy.
Oh, okay.
That's how you missed it. Okay. Well, Fox, it was on Fox and they canceled it. And then obviously the fan base made an uproar. And the next day, NBC was like, don't worry, guys. We got it. We're picking it up. And me knowing things about the industry, that's impossible. For a show to cancel and the next day get picked up by another network. Because the network is supposed to own it as long as the contract says.
Yes.
Then Eric Stocklin pointed out to me that NBC owned Brooklyn Nine-Nine and they were letting Fox use it.
Really?
So I think that Fox decided, like, NBC was like, hey, you're not having the show anymore. And then they came in and swooped it and saved the day because it's a great show and the fan base is huge.
Huh.
So I think NBC tried to pull a fast one on people and it worked.
See?
So they got to be... Teeny is now Googling it.
She's on it.
She's on it. Let us know. But yeah, because there's no way, because a network like, hey, just back off. Netflix owns it.
Yeah.
So no other, like Hulu can't pick it up. Other places can't pick it up until the contract. It's like 15 years or something. Like that happened with Will and Grace. Finally, the contract ran out. So another network picked it up.
Can you see haters back off in 20 years?
Oh my God. Yes, I could.
100%.
Oh my God. A beat.
Amazing.
But yeah, so I think NBC was just pulling a fast one on everyone and told Fox they couldn't have it anymore, or their contract with Fox ran out, or Fox really just didn't want it anymore.
Right.
So NBC, because I was like, one day, no.
Yeah.
And all the actors were like, you did this, fans. I'm like, no, they didn't. NBC did this. They had a plan up their sleeve the whole time.
Huh.
All right. Another thing I saw on Twitter was the AR-15 art exhibit in Chicago, which, you know, those rent-a-bikes on in like New York that you see and stuff?
Yes.
They had those for, it was an art exhibit, so it wasn't real, but for AR-15s. So they were like, it looked like something, you could rent a gun and then you go to return
AR-15s
it.
AR-15s are the bad.
The huge, yeah, the battles.
Oh, okay, got
the
it.
Big guns that
oh,
are.
Naughty, naughty, okay.
Yeah. So I thought it was a really just jawing thing to look at, because it's just, it looks like a thing that you would see in the cities, like rent this bike, rent this thing, rent this umbrella.
Ooh.
But it's a gun. So
no.
it was saying they're against guns.
Okay.
Against it, but it was like, this is America where you could just easily get a gun.
Okay.
So that's what it was showing. It was weird to see
because
it looked so real.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, people wanted me to mention it. I've mentioned it. It exists. I don't have much news. I have one more thing. Did you find anything on the Fox Brooklyn Nine?
There's something about a media merger. Yeah, and they're saying that the show fits way better on NBC than Fox anyway because of what each network stands for. I've never seen the show, so I don't know.
Yes, it does. It would fit better with NBC than Fox. So it was planned.
Okay.
It wasn't. NBC was like, oh, the fans want it. We'll pick it up. It was planned. All right. Good to know.
I think another way that you could find out is to stalk the actors.
I did stalk the actors because one of them, the day it got canceled, one of them was like, I hear your uproar. It's noted. And I was like, note it, girl. Something's going to happen. Who notes it? You only note it if you got notes worthy. Okay. So it wasn't okay. My suspicions are correct. All right. My last bit of news is that Instagram launched an emoji slider. My mom is off in space. She is staring in her backyard at where the fence was.
Isn't there anymore?
Oh,
I can.
My God.
Yeah, the fence. We tore down the
look at that.
The fence.
All I saw that there was a free fence outside.
Yeah, yes.
That's where it came from.
Yeah,
that
was
in my backyard. See, it was a chain link fence that you could see through. But with it gone, it's like a whole new land back there.
My parents'
backyard is huge now.
Yeah,
it's huge.
The whole backyard used to be divided. Now it's not.
It's amazing.
My mom won't stop. She is staring outside.
Close the curtains.
Wait, does that mean that the chickens are gonna roam right here?
Yes. Tatini just got very excited.
Excited person other than Gwen.
No, we always talk about the chickens on the podcast.
Need to get them over on June 15th when I have 4 baby chickens.
She's getting more chickens. She's allowed to have
babies.
Oh my God, Tini is very excited.
No, they're so cute. And
they are
like
adorable.
$10 a piece.
They're like $6 a piece.
Oh my God, chickens are cheap. I did not know chickens were this cheap, people.
Chickens are cheap.
That's cheaper than eggs.
And they are cheaper to feed than any other animal. They are just, it's just amazing.
I think chickens need to have to sponsor us.
You know, I read a story online where a 70-year-old man thought it was hilarious that people walk their dogs and cats and whatever in strollers, like in baby strollers or pet strollers. So he put his chicken in one of those in a little cage and started walking his chicken around, and just to make fun of the other people.
And then he loved it.
The people loved it, so he keeps doing it.
Yes,
and he had to have like quadruple bypass surgery or something. So now, did you read this, Tini?
No, but I want to know his Instagram handle.
Oh,
what is his Instagram handle?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Okay,
but I thought that was amazing. He's taking his chicken for a walk, and the chickens—he has 3 chickens, and they love it. One at a time.
One at a time. You can't do all three.
But
you can't do like a tri stroller.
I guess he could stack the. But then they'd poop on each other. No, that's not a good idea.
I don't.
A
think
double
they
stroller.
Can. Okay. Back to the news I had before.
Sorry,
you all got very distracted by
news.
Fences and chickens.
That was news. So if
that
you
was
see
news.
Me walking around with my chickens in a baby stroller, that's me.
Okay. My last bit of news was that Instagram launched the emoji slider.
Oh, yeah.
So instead of a poll on, you know how on, I don't know if you know on Insta Story, because we discovered last time you don't
Insta
really
story.
Know what Insta Story is.
On the top, where it's okay. Either pictures or you can
video.
Write on them or videos.
Okay, they had polls where you could do, and now it's a slider. So they've got like 10 emojis you can choose from. So I posted one earlier that said, am I attractive?
I didn't didn't see
and it
this.
It happened like 10 minutes ago. Calm down.
Okay.
So it has a little fire emoji, mm-hmm. and you can slide it to make me super hot or slide it down to make me ugly. So
super hot.
Okay, it was a very ugly photo on purpose.
Still super hot,
but I that's voted. Their new thing. You voted?
I did.
Did you put me in the middle?
No, I put you at the very top, and it said average answer.
Average answer.
Whoa, Rachel.
People think I'm attractive.
Keep in mind, it was 8 minutes after you posted it, so I don't know how many people had voted at that point.
Hey, I'm attractive.
A million. She's I'm attractive. Gorgeous. She's gorgeous.
Anyway, so that's the new thing. I feel like Instagram is launching something new every week.
They're up in their game.
They are. Twitter has done absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
I've been checking. And Snapchat, no, I haven't been on Snapchat in forever.
They haven't even verified me yet, so I'm just saying.
Come on.
Twitter.
I thought, weren't they, wasn't that our first like bit of news ever on the podcast is what they were going to verify more people?
But not me.
But not my mom, apparently. Rude. Are you verified, Teenie?
No, and they logged me out and I don't know my password.
Oh! So you just don't know how to get on Twitter?
So I only Instagram now and I rarely do that.
Yeah. Social media, yep. It'll get you. Yep. Yeah, I haven't been on the Snapchat in a long. I posted today because I was like, I haven't been on Snapchat in a while. It still sucks.
I go every day and I never see you guys posting.
Did you know that you can go? Upset. You can slide over to the subscription feed, so it's only people that you're supposed to follow show up, and not all the news crap shows up now.
You'll have to show me.
Yeah, they updated that. So you go, you open it, and it's like everything.
Oh yes,
and then
yes.
You can swipe once.
Yeah, that's what I do, and okay. I just look for you guys. Well, you got it's just yeah.
There you go.
Got it.
Cool.
And the things. I know. Go.
Wait, but isn't it on the left side on Snapchat?
It's if you go,
if you follow each other, that's where it comes up.
Yeah, if you swipe it to the left, it's subscriptions. So I can, oh, they are all swiping their hands, by the way.
Mine, I swipe.
They're all swiping. So you swipe. Oh, you swipe it. Yeah, you swipe it to the left, and then it's just who you follow.
Well, that's new since I've been on there.
Yes, it is new since you've been on there.
Did you forget that one, too? No? Did
no,
they log
up? I just
up?
Think that I'm too old for Snapchat oh. sometimes.
Yeah.
I
Snapchat
just,
is, it,
I forget
it changed
it.
Too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's all the news I have. Did you have okay. any other news, or was it just
no,
that
it
walking
was that
chicken?
Walking 70-year-old chicken man. I love him.
That's going to be you, Mom.
That is
but you
be,
are going to have to do
I'm
a lot
70.
Of walks because you've got 14 chickens? How many
no,
chickens?
No, I have 7 chickens.
Oh, right.
Plus the 4 that are coming.
There you go. Okay. All right, then let's play our game. We have 2 games for today. The first one is an app that my mom found called Off Limits. It's like Taboo, where she's going to try and get me to say a word without saying any other words.
Okay.
Are you
so
ready, Mom?
I'm
do you want me to plug my ears so you can tell them what the word is real quick?
Yeah, plug your
okay,
ears.
Okay, go.
Okay. Wait. Oh, it's an ad. Hold on, people. Wait.
Kind of whisper.
Play without interruptions. Not now. Okay. Racehorse. Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Riding a horse.
Okay. But it's
horseback riding.
But it's a place. Wait. Oh, I can't say that word. Darn it. Okay. What about
horse
yeah.
stable?
Help me.
Kentucky Derby.
No, you can't say that word.
Tell me that.
Oh my God. That's okay. There's words that you can't use because I wanted to say that.
What did
show me the thing? She just said racehorse.
Oh, we lost.
Okay, it's Rachel's turn. Okay, you got to get us to say.
Okay,
what the word
wait,
is?
Wait, how do I start this? Just press start.
Okay, and it'll tell her a word, and then it has like 5 of the most common words that would describe it, and she can't use
wait,
those.
Wait, I just did racehorse again.
What? Try. Well, sorry.
Is
people.
This wait?
You need
oh, I got one. I got
okay.
one.
Okay.
Okay,
here we go. Here we
close
go.
Your ears.
La, 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 la.
Shark. Okay, go. Okay. Jaws.
Shark.
Yeah!
Yeah!
What?
Well, I'm going to do one more, okay?
I wasn't on the thing.
I don't know. I said it, and then I was like, oh, wait, that's probably
okay.
on there.
We got it. How do we make
swipe
it
swipe to the right.
Right.
Or the left.
Yeah, ding, ding.
Okay.
Okay,
swipe.
Next. Wait, do what?
Swipe. Oh, that's start. How I got it to do it. Oh, God. This is difficult, everybody. I should not have played an electronic game with my mom.
Chomp, chomp, chomp. The fabric that devours what your house is made of.
A wood chipper?
The bug.
Termite.
Yeah. She got it. Okay.
The thing that devours what your house is made of.
Oh, there's, I don't know why that's okay. a shark again.
Okay, we're doing it again.
One more. We'll do one more.
Oh.
Oh. I don't know what
okay.
that means.
Next.
One more.
Start.
We're learning this.
Not
game,
now.
People.
I don't like that one.
Oh?
I don't like that one.
Then be me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we got one.
Oh, no, I can't do that. Oh, no, this is so hard because of all the words I can't say.
Teamwork, girls.
Okay.
The movie that Bill Murray was in, and we didn't tell them what it was.
Oh.
Hannah Trapanoff's birthday. Oh, my.
Huh? In May, April, June, July, August, September. Groundhog Day.
Yes.
Annie McDowell. That's who I would. Annie McDowell.
Was it not Bill Murray?
I thought it was Bill Murray. Groundhog Day.
Oh, Annie—that's the girl.
The girl,
yeah.
Those two. Guys, yeah. I don't know if that was entertaining for you, but that was entertaining for me.
Sorry, that was a lot of yelling, people.
I'm really stressed.
You did good, girl.
I will never forget Hannah's birthday because it's on Groundhog's Day.
I'm reciting all the months.
You didn't hit February until the end, which was rare. Okay, this is the next little game we're playing. It's called White Lies. So this week's version is White Lies You Tell Your Kids.
All right.
Mom, tell me a white lie you've told children. This isn't for Mother's Day. This is a special Mother's Day edition.
One, maybe two, possibly 3 years, the Tooth Fairy forgot to come. Well, she was just busy, so she came the morning of.
Oh.
When you were doing something else.
So the white lie is the Tooth Fairy is just busy?
Yeah. It was too busy to get here.
Too much traffic?
Yeah, there was too many kids that lost their teeth. So it came a little later in the morning.
Wow. One I was told a lot is that I was totally going to use the math that I learned in school.
Oh.
Teeny, do you have any white lies you tell your kids? Come on.
Great one.
What?
That's too spicy. Don't eat it.
I love it.
Was it ice cream?
Yes.
For everything. Oh my God. Wait, I have another one. I heard. Tell me yours, Mom.
Dad would read a book that he hadn't read to you before, but he'd skip a whole bunch of pages and you had no clue that he wasn't reading the entire long book to you.
I do that nightly.
Yes.
My friend Wintling, when she went trick-or-treating with her nieces and nephews and told them that she had to make sure all the candy was okay before they could eat it, so she ate all of their candy.
You tell a white lie to Blaze.
What? I tell him
It's on TV.
Oh, it's on TV. Whenever he hears the doorbell or knock or anything, I tell him it's on TV and he'll go back to sleep.
That's a well-trained dog.
It is a well-trained dog. I just tell him it's on the TV, even if it wasn't. And he just goes, okay.
I always tell my kids on Halloween night that they can have one piece every day for the next few weeks, and then I throw it all away. I hope they forget.
It's all gone. They went through it.
Yeah.
Do you have any more, Mom?
The other one would be Dad would turn on the video camera because you always wanted the video cameras on to act out. And in those days, you saw what you were doing on the TV.
Yeah.
So he would pretend to turn it on so we wouldn't waste the cassette tapes because we didn't have the money to buy
a lot
of those.
You know what he would do? He'd put us in front of an arcade games and tell us that we were playing, but he'd never put a quarter in.
Never put a quarter in.
And we thought we were playing. We weren't the brightest children, I will tell you that.
Didn't he take you to the dog adoption place and tell you it was the zoo?
Yes, we went to the pound multiple times, which was the zoo to us.
Free entertainment.
I know this one parents say a lot. I will turn this car around. No, you won't.
Oh, I would.
You would?
I would.
No, I use that one a lot when we're out somewhere, like out to a nice dinner, or if we're out at the swimming pool, I'll say, if you don't stop doing that, we are going home. I have no intention of going home.
Yeah.
I would.
Zero intention.
I walked into Target the other day, and these kids ran up to the, the place where you, like, it's towelettes to wipe down the carts or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled all of them out of the machine. And the mom was like, that's it. We're leaving. We've been here for 2 seconds. We're leaving right now. And then she proceeded to shop around Target.
No.
It's like, okay. All right, Mom. Whatever you do. All right. I don't have any more little white lies. Do you?
No. I'd have to think.
No?
And the birds are distracting me.
I feel like there's just so many where, like, you just there's say, I don't know, when you know, but you just don't want to explain it. I've used that one on Jake. Sorry, Jake. He asks a lot of questions. Sometimes I don't want to. I don't know. Kids, you get lied to a lot. One I saw on Twitter was, you'll understand when you're older.
No, it's not always.
Now I understand. All right, let's go on to the questions. Aileen asked, how was your Mother's Day? How's your day so far, Mom?
It's been a great day.
Teeny, I know yours is good because you have In-N-Out and not your children, so you're good.
Nope.
Is there anything you wish we had done today, Mom?
No, that's good.
It's good.
It's good. It's a good day.
It's a good day.
My fence got down.
Yeah, it did. It got knocked down. All right. I struggle with this name. How do you say that name?
Lawedia.
She asked if we have any live podcasts planned in the future. I don't know how to do a live podcast, but also we don't edit this. So this
is live.
It's taped live.
Yeah, how do you do that? That's just like a phone call, right?
Yeah, it's just like a phone call. We'll just FaceTime everybody. I don't know.
Maybe they want that for questions to ask while we're on the air or something.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to screen it. And also there'd be a lot of dead air. Because I'd be searching.
That's true.
I think Grace Helbig does like a live on stage one. If you're asking like that, that's not going to happen. No. Then I'd have to like travel and get on an airplane. Don't want to.
It's a lot of work.
Oh, Kira asks, what kind of Altoids you have, Mom? Because on my... my mom's tray. What's on my mom's tray today? It's her normal stuff. Nothing fancy. Actually, she has less than normal.
I do have less
Don't
than
add
normal.
More. She's no, adding more to her tray right now. That's mine.
Just it's Altoids.
Altoids. Her notes, which are on a green paper today.
That's what was in the printer.
Why is there green paper in your printer?
I was printing up a little poster thing.
Oh.
For my room.
Got it. you're weird. What flavor Altoids do you have?
Oh, they are peppermint, because that's the only mint I do. Altoids small.
Snooty.
Sugar-free mint.
Peppermint's all you'll do?
Peppermint, the small ones. The big ones are too much.
I hate cinnamon mints.
They're not mint. They're just cinnamon candy.
They're cinnamon candy, and they don't freshen your breath, and they're just spicy, and I don't like it. It's too spicy. Don't do that.
I like cinnamon gum, though.
I don't like cinnamon gum.
Oh, so the cinnamon gum, it's like good for approximately 10 seconds.
And then most gums.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
But that 10 seconds is just amazing.
But most I don't like it. It's too spicy.
That way. Most gum is only good for 10 seconds, and then you spit it out.
These little Altoids that Gwen has on her little desk are adorable, by the way.
Yeah, they're the smalls.
They're like itty-bitty little mini ones.
But the thing is, she has to take two at a time.
I don't know why.
But she won't eat the big ones.
Yeah.
One for each side of
the
mouth.
There we go.
I guess.
Double fresh the breath.
Just eat a big one.
No, because the big ones taste different.
I promise you
they taste different.
Are they more
dense?
They are.
I guess they're more chalky. Little ones have like more of a compact, like they have a sealant on them.
I don't know. No, there's no sealant.
It looks like there's a sealant.
Well,
it's held together pretty nicely.
They're pretty delicious.
All right. Cassidy says, well, she asked what I got you for Mother's Day. Flowers and a fence being knocked down. Normal.
And your presents. I did not buy
you a present.
No, you being here.
the roses that you grew in your garden, Rachel,
gorgeous.
This is coming from a very domesticated lady. They're beautiful.
And that would
cost probably $40 in the store.
Gorgeous.
The vase. So,
I personally put no effort into these roses.
Don't say that.
I didn't do anything.
You cut them and you say, Mom, I grew these with love.
But I didn't grow them.
She put a bow on them.
I put a Christmas bow on them.
There was a spider. I killed it.
And she took off thorns.
I took off thorns.
You were.
See?
Okay, but I'm saying I did not put work into growing these roses. The person that had the house before me really liked roses.
You haven't killed them.
That's because we turned the sprinklers on. Okay. And the sprinklers water them.
I'm impressed.
Yeah,
Thank you. They're gorgeous.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm a professional
roser.
You're
now a rose lady.
Okay, if that's the thing. Amara says, if you had the world's attention for 5 seconds, what would you say?
Oh, you know what I'd say.
I don't. Tell me.
I'd say, okay.
Something about God. I know that much.
It would be.
You can say it.
Okay. Seek out who God is.
Okay. Mine would be.
What would yours be?
Stop it. Just stop it.
That's true.
Everyone just needs to stop it.
I see the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. Teeny, if you had 5 seconds, the world's attention for 5 seconds, what would you say?
Go give someone a hug.
There you go. See? It's all the same thing.
Yeah. It's basically.
Seek out God. Same thing.
Stop it. Just stop it.
I want a hug.
I hug you. We're hugging now.
Aww.
All right. This is the last question I have for today.
I have a couple questions when you're done.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Emily asked, how's Sally? So Sally is this pigeon that has made a nest in my porch light outside my front door. And she has just been sitting for like 2 weeks. She has a nest. She hasn't left. I've never seen her leave. I've seen her partner once, and I don't know if there's any eggs.
Have you looked?
No, because she's always on there. I don't want to disturb her.
I'd kind of look.
I've gotten up on the bench that's next to the light and, yeah, like, talked to her, but yeah, I can't see under her. Yes, I talked to the stranger bird that made a house in my house.
I've seen pictures of this bird, and it's pretty.
That's
it's
a pretty
not
bird.
Like a standard ugly pigeon.
No, it's like a dove pigeon.
You know what? I'm going to bring some seed. I'm going to give you some seed to take home, and you should scatter it around on the ground.
And see if she goes for it?
See if she goes for it.
Because I haven't seen her leave, and it's been hot.
But you know what?
What?
At least it'll be there when she does leave, and maybe you're sleeping, or she doesn't leave it when she's sleeping. Or maybe her partner will bring it to her. I don't know.
I don't know. He better be, or else she's going to starve to death.
No, she's not starving.
All right.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was one of those plastic magic doves that Christopher has and someone just stuck it up there?
No, Christopher Matt did it. Thought she was dead, but she turns around.
Okay.
Every time I come out, I either see her head or her butt. She switches positions. Okay. So I know she's moving.
What made you call her Sally?
I have no idea.
That was our dog's name.
I know.
Like, I know.
You already had a Sally in your
I know.
Family.
Because I went on the Instagram, I took a picture, and I said, she shall be called Sally. And it just went with what I said. She shall be called. And then Sally just came out.
Sally was a great dog.
Yeah.
She was a little beagle.
Yeah. But I say hi to her every time I come out of my house.
That's sweet. That's sweet.
I tell Matt he's not allowed to turn on the porch light because we burn her.
No.
That would incubate the eggs.
I know, Matt. That's what Matt said. He's like, we got to turn it on so the eggs can be hot. I was like, no, you'll boil them.
She's got her own heater in her.
Yeah, she's fine. All right, Mom, you said you had questions?
I do.
What's your question?
Are eyebrows considered facial hair?
Yes.
Oh, I would think they wouldn't be.
They're on your face.
100%.
I saw a thing.
Man, I think it'd be mustaches.
Mario, they said what Mario would look like with no facial hair. And they had shaved his eyebrows, took off his mustache and his head. So I have to say facial hair is anything on your head.
Got it.
Wait, does that mean that the hair that
is your hair?
No, I don't think. No, that's your head hair. Your facial hair is on your face.
Well, how about is this not your eyebrow hair?
Well, no, because your eyebrows are on your face, so it's facial.
Okay.
Sideburns, face.
Okay.
Correct.
Eyelashes, face.
Correct.
Hair, okay. No, that's your head.
You have a really low hairline.
That's just weird.
I have another question for you.
Okay.
If animals...
Wait, are these stoner questions?
No, not... Well, that one probably was, but this
I'm
one...
I'm so confused right now.
No, we did a segue. We didn't call them stoner questions.
No.
What did we call them?
Well, you did call them something. You said you kind of did that.
Yeah. Yeah. They were just like the weird questions you ask.
So if animals could talk, which animal would be the rudest?
Cats.
Yes!
Cats would be the rudest.
That's what I thought too.
Dogs would be the stupidest, but the nicest.
Woof, woof. Yeah.
That's how a dog would talk, apparently. How they talk now. Woof, woof.
It's being a stupid dog.
I would say raccoons.
Would be rude.
I would say raccoons are like, they're actual trash pandas, and they come in and they're so damn entitled.
They are.
And they would come in, and if you could talk to them and you'd say, get out of my trash, they would look at you and probably call you a
bad name.
Yeah. And keep going through your trash.
Cats,
they wouldn't even stop.
Cats would be nicety.
Yeah. They would cats would be like, oh, okay, and then go pee on your bed.
They'd be like, oh, that's what you're wearing, cute. And walk away. Yep. Whereas a raccoon would just be like, that's ugly.
Yeah.
So,
true.
And then give you the middle finger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they have middle fingers?
Yeah, if they talk, they have middle fingers.
Oh, I did not know the two went together. Excuse me.
Also, if they talk, we wouldn't be having this conversation because we would be living on a pile of gold because we have a talking raccoon.
This is true.
Yes.
I wish Blaze would talk. I wish just like for just 10 minutes out of the day, we understood each other. Just so I could explain to him what's happening that day. Just so he could tell me if there's anything wrong. Be like, Ma, you know, I think I've got a cavity or something. Just 10 minutes of the day.
That's what we wish as children.
I don't want
to go
see the vet again.
I think I need to go back to the vet. They have treats there. I think something's wrong with me. Anyway, is that that's what you got?
I have one more thing.
Oh, one more.
So you eat cereal, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that considered a meal?
I consider cereal a snack.
Okay.
Because it does not fill me up.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you, because I thought you would say, yes, that is a meal, and I'd be, well,
wait,
I have because you don't think soup is a meal.
Yeah, I have this fight with Matt constantly, where he's like, we should eat soon. I'm like, yep, and then I start eating a bowl of cereal. He goes, I thought we were just going to go eat. And I was like, we are. This is an appetizer. This is not food. This is just like, so I don't get shaky hungry.
If you eat cereal during a meal time?
I didn't have a full meal then.
Like breakfast
to her,
could
that,
be cereal,
then it is
right?
The same as soup, because to her, any soup is not a full meal.
If you ate an almond during breakfast, is that your breakfast?
Yeah.
Sometimes
don't
it is.
Don't eat an almond for your breakfast.
Right. So if I had a bowl of cereal and nothing else between the time of 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. and somebody said, did you have breakfast today? I wouldn't be able to lie.
You'd say, not yes. really. You'd say, not really. I had an almond.
Truth. True.
There okay. you go.
It's
you
not a meal.
You wouldn't be like, I'm stuffed. I had an almond. Like, it is, I guess, that meal, but it's not a filling meal. It's right. not a nutritious right. meal.
I thought I'd get you on that you did one, not but I didn't get
I'm
you.
Smarter than that.
But some people say, oh, I had a cookie for lunch, which I used to do in high school.
Yeah.
I had
a cookie
but
for breakfast.
That's not a meal.
It's not a meal.
That I mean, if that's a meal, then cereal's for sure a meal because you're also getting liquid
How
in it.
Did America get away with cookie crisps as a breakfast?
I do not know. How did they get away with a lot of cereals? I
mean, it's just chips, mini Chips Ahoy that you put milk in.
You're... Yeah. That caused so many issues in the 90s for children.
Yes.
It's still happening.
Yeah. With a lot of different cereals.
I try to just turn a blind eye to it.
Not everyone feeds their children healthy like you do. Yeah. All right. That's it. That's all?
That's it. That's all I got.
Okay. It's only a 30-minute podcast, but guess what? It's Mother's Day, so we're going to go eat food and
yum.
Have a lovely day. I hope that you all had a lovely Mother's Day. If you didn't, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
And go hug your mother.
If you don't have one.
Go hug a mother.
A mother. Doesn't have to be yours. Just go find a random one.
That's right.
There you go. She probably needs a hug, too, if she's got kids. If you have kids, you need a hug.
Truth.
All right, that's it. I love you guys so much. See you next time. Mom, you want to take us out?
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's Hypothetical.